Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Get those skates on. It's time for a couple skate.
I feel
it's
like we're in the skate. We got into the 70s on a Tuesday, I think.
This is feeling good. Yeah, a little 70s funk, a little soul for you there.
This is right up your alley.
Oh, it totally is. Yeah, I've got the music in me.
Yeah, you
I do.
And the hair for it as well.
Absolutely.
Good
welcome back.
NoCo. You want it or you go ahead? Sorry.
I was just going to say, welcome back to Good Morning NoCo. I'm Brian Gary along with Tanner Schwint. Week number three of our little project we call Good Morning NoCo. Having a blast with our producer, Angel Padilla. It's just fun having the three stooges together and creating a good time. But we get joined by other stooges now and then, do we not?
Are you trying to scare him away? Chris Wood, editor and publisher with BizWest. Chris, are you a stooge?
I am most certainly a stooge. I don't know if it's Pimp or who it might be, but yeah, I will be the fourth stooge.
The fourth stooge was Shemp, wasn't it? Because, I mean, Larry Moe and Curly got everything. Shemp was like the, you know, he was like Ringo.
Absolutely. I need to watch those. I need to binge some of those shows and movies.
Well, Chris, you're not going to have as much time to do so with a new attraction coming to Timnath, the one that is known by a lot of Colorado people that we all love. Topgolf is coming to Timnath.
No way.
Yeah, apparently it is. You know, we've been chasing this for quite some time and finally submitted a Colorado Open Records Act request to the town of Timnath. And there's a lot of information there. There's still a lot of detail that has not been released. However, it does appear that Topgolf most likely will be going to Timnath. They're looking at a site just south of Costco, near that that east corner of I-25 and Harmony Road. It's a project owned by Connell Resources out of Northern Colorado. And I drove through there a couple of weeks ago, and there's a lot of dirt being moved there right now. And it appears that Topgolf has been negotiating with the town of Timnath for some time. We obtained documents that reference some incentives that might be awarded, including building permit fees that might be waived or reduced for the project. There is also the project overall is called Ladera, and the town late last year approved a couple of metropolitan districts for Ladera that would be expected to raise about $95 million to pay for improvements at the site. The actual size of this is still unclear. It is expected to be smaller than the one in Thornton. It was reported in some of these documents that it would be 58 bays compared to, I believe, 104 in Thornton. That was then increased to 72 bays. So a lot of the details about the project specifically are not yet known. However, we do know that this is the most likely site for Topgolf.
That is going to be very interesting. I mean, that's already there's a lot of things pop into my head right there. Just that intersection alone is already gets backed up big time sometimes. I experience that. But this, I'm wondering how the people of Timnath will feel. I will think that there will be a lot who would embrace this, would love it. But I know there's a lot of the folks who liked their quiet old Timnath that used to exist. I'm wondering if there's any kickback on this whatsoever.
Well, I think there certainly could be, and in some of the documents we obtained from the town, there is some concern about that. Some of the officials in the town circulated emails linking to some news coverage in Louisville, Kentucky, about residents being opposed to a similar project there. So I think there is definitely a concern about that that possibility, Brian. You know, and you mentioned traffic, and we have some expansion obviously going on I-25 right now. But when you consider some of the additional developments that are known all along the corridor, I think traffic is going to be get worse here quite soon. We've got Amazon going in with a massive facility in Loveland. There's potential for the water park in Loveland. We have everything going on with Buc-ee's, which is about to break ground June 7th. They will be breaking ground. And other lots of other projects all up and down the corridor. Mead with some industrial projects. Johnstown, the same thing. I think traffic is going to be increasingly an issue, even with the expansions that we're seeing right now along I-25.
Now, is this just the second Topgolf location in Colorado?
No, this will be the third. There is one in Colorado Springs as well. So this one, I mentioned the Ladera development. That's actually a 240-acre project. And if you go there now, you'll see a lot of dirt being moved all the way really up toward County Road 5. And going down to that Connell Resources gravel plant. So in between Costco and that gravel plant, there is dirt being moved right now.
Now, are you any good at Topgolf? That was just my very important question that I had to cut Brian off for. Chris, are you any good at Topgolf?
I have never been to Topgolf.
Wow. All right.
It is a blast.
The drinks are the best part of it.
No, it is. It's fun because it's a game that, you know, even if you don't know, like, or have ever played golf, you can still go out, compete, and have a good time.
Exactly right.
You know, and that's what I like about it.
And Tanner, did you say drinks?
Yes, yeah, I did. Say, yeah. I knew that would grab your attention, Chris. It's 7:48, but I knew that'd get your attention.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm just curious, Chris, you know, when we're all broke, and, you know, none of us have any money, and you hear of all these places coming in, your first thought is, where the hell is this coming from in our economy that we're booming these places in here? But what does this mean for the job market here in northern Colorado? Will all of these be creating opportunities for some people to go out and start making a living?
Well, I think so. I mean, you see these projects that I mentioned, Amazon being one, and there will be a lot of jobs that will be created there. Of course, a lot of it will be robots that will do a lot of that work. But there are jobs that are being created in all of these things. And Weld County, especially, but also Larimer County, remain very fast growing. Weld County, as I talked with Tanner about a few months ago, the population growth that was estimated in 2021 compared to the 2020 census, Weld County was right near the top, I think number two in the state in terms of growth rate, just behind Broomfield. So that population growth is continuing, and obviously those new people coming in will help alleviate some of the labor shortage, but that's a tough haul because the labor shortage is so acute right now. And the question is, where will an entity like Amazon and Topgolf find those workers?
Yeah, talking with Chris Wood, editor and publisher with BizWest. Chris, let's head a little bit further south here. Twitter is vacating downtown Boulder. Thanks a lot, Elon, huh?
That's absolutely right. You know, we've talked a lot about big tech and its expansion in the region, especially in the Boulder County area. We have Google and Apple and Twitter and Microsoft, and pretty much all of them have operations here. But Twitter has put space on the market, about 30, almost 37,000 square feet in the Winsel building, which is a fairly new building right in downtown Boulder. They first moved into that space 6 years ago. They subsequently leased additional space, 65,000 square feet, in the Spark neighborhood in central Boulder. But now, yes, their space in downtown Boulder is on the market, and I am told that it is deserted in that space right now.
Well, and we knew, you know, as many of these stories as we report on people coming in, we knew at some point somebody was going to have to exit along there, but Twitter having to be that first one. Chris, one last quick story here. CSU AgTech spinoff is opening in Loveland, so more production going in there.
Yeah, absolutely. I attended their grand opening in Loveland on Friday. It's a company called Grocentia. that is a CSU spinoff. And the majority of their business right now is in the cannabis space, but their technology has applications for row crops and vegetables. And they also have released some products for home gardening. But essentially, they have microbes, thousands of microbes that are stored in deep cold storage that are used to augment soil quality. And again, as I said, right now, it's the majority of their business is cannabis, but definitely applications for other types of agriculture. They have leased about 30,000 square feet in one of the Sentara industrial buildings, and they're up to about 40 employees right now and growing fast.
Chris Wood, editor and publisher with BizWest. Chris, thanks for keeping us up to date with everything going on in Northern Colorado. What do you got going on at BizWest?
We are working hard right now on our what we call our BizWest 500, which is a massive research project identifying some of the top companies in the region. So that will be publishing in our June edition.
All right, Chris, we'll be looking forward to it. Thanks so much for your time, buddy. Appreciate it.
Take care, Chris.
All right, there's Chris Wood, editor and publisher with BizWest. 7:52 the time. Good morning, NOCO, on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.